Bestbookbits.com brings you We Are All Weird by Seth Godin. Have you at any point met someone great, 100% normal? Likely not. Indeed, even the most commonplace among us have interests, side interests, and propensities that set us apart. Stamp gatherers, weird. Psychonauts, weird. Metalheads, weird. On the off chance that we are on the whole abnormal, for what reason does the world appear to be intended for similarity? For a century, our monetary, social, and political frameworks have been sorted out around the possibility of mass market, a legendary perfect where typical individuals simply need ordinary things. In any case, that mass advertised the norm will before long be washed away by the ever-rising tide of the weird. Figuring out how to ride that influx of weirdness is a fundamental aptitude for your business and individual life. And this rundown shows why. Loaded up with clever tales and weary perceptions about our changing social scene, this short and smart statement demonstrates that strangeness could and should be the new typical. Chapter 1. The mass market is blurry quickly, and the future is going to be weird. A couple of years back, the Ant Weep Zoo was in an emergency when a significant fascination, the recreation center, was confronting declining fame. Its zoological display could never again pull in the groups it once had. At that point, its elephant got pregnant. Wanting to produce a touch of buzz, the zoo hurled the creature's sonogram on YouTube. It worked. The in utero elephant was a hit, and across the nation news occasion. They continued onward, posting surveys and holding a naming challenge to keep the open locked in. An ever-increasing number of Belgians put resources into the child elephant. Participation rose, and the zoo was back in the spotlight. What makes this example of overcoming adversity stick out? The way that it's moderately uncommon. Nowadays, significant media occasions with mass intrigue simply don't occur as much as they used to. Truth be told, the mass showcase achievement is turning out to be as uncommon as an infant elephant. The key message here is the mass market is blurry quickly, and the future will be strange. As per Godin, getting a handle on precisely what this change involves requires knowing a couple of key terms: mass, typical, abnormal, and rich. In the first place, mass and typical. The creator utilizes these words to portray the old method for getting things done. The arrangement of enormous scale, undifferentiated generation that is our present business as usual, inside this framework, producers and advertisers intend to proficiently address the issues of the majority by taking into account what they consider as typical. Typical is relative. Being a veggie lover is ordinary in Mumbai, yet not all that typical in Kansas. In any case, when advertisers conclude something is ordinary, they endeavor to make it ethically directly also. Interestingly, odd alludes to everyone who falls outside the ordinary masses. This doesn't mean individuals with unprecedented physical highlights or minority characters. Rather, it implies those with attributes and characteristics that are bizarre by decision, that is, abnormal side interest or weirdo interest. Having the assets to settle on those odd decisions is the thing that Godin calls being rich, which doesn't consistently mean cash in the bank. However, that surely makes a difference. It can likewise mean having leisure time or network support. This leaves you with a choice to make. Would you like to be on the ordinary masses or utilize your wealth to make a jump into the odd? It is anything but a simple decision. However, Godin accepts the best approach to prevail in the fearless of the art existence is by being sufficiently strong to buck the state of affairs and grasp the odd. The following parts will clarify why. Chapter 2. The idea of normal was imagined to sell mass market ideas. Consider what's inside your refrigerator. Reserve some place along the containers and milk, and previous evening's remains, there is most likely a jug of Heinz ketchup. At any rate, this is valid for 70% of Americans. All in all, how did your source utilization become so unsurprisingly? Accuse the rationale of the large-scale manufacturing. For a great part of the 20th century, organizations were sorted out around one essential guideline. Customization is expensive. Rather than taking into account singular taste, the most productive approach to make cash was to market to the majority. To sell mass advertised items to a great many people, advertisers needed to initially make everyone's wants the equivalent. They tended to develop typically. They pulled this off with the intensity of publicity. With sharp advertisements, advertisers had the option to characterize the open wants and exclude any individual who didn't accommodate. Furthermore, it worked. We as a whole realize ordinary methods. Ordinary individuals drive vehicles. Typical individuals drink Coke. Ordinary individuals purchase Heinz ketchup. The key message here is the idea of typical was designed to sell mass showcase items. All in all, would we say we are altogether bound to lead lives where utilization is directed by similarity? Not really. We can decide to be strange. How about we think about two neighborhoods in Manhattan? In the first place, Midtown. Here on Fifth Avenue, we have significant retailers like Abercrombie and Tiffany and offering products to crowds of travelers. The items and individuals here are similar ones that you could discover any place. This is the majority. Be that as it may, head 50 squares toward the East Village and it's an alternate scene. Remain on a traffic intersection and you'll see New York in its entirety of its decent variety. Inked specialist hobnob with Chinese voyagers and resigned beat writers. An exemplary Italian bread kitchen sits beside a boutique selling hydroponic herbs. Nothing here is ordinary. Given the alternative, which neighborhood would you pick? The strange one, isn't that so? Like you, an ever-increasing number of individuals are deciding on the odd, and it's changing how individuals approach buying items, amusement, and different administrations. 30 years prior, the three major TV systems were viewed by 90% of the population. Presently, their viewership is down to 30%. As more individuals get some distance from broad communications, the weird in its entirety of its assortments will just turn out to be increasingly well known. In the following part, we'll realize what else is pushing this pattern. Chapter 3. Our developing riches and network make it simpler than any other time to be weird. We have constantly been weird, even 17,000 years back. You can see the proof today in the Chalvet caravans of southern France. Here, expanse works of art embellished the natural hollow dividers. Indeed, even while living with scarcely any assets, early people, despite everything, wanted to express their abnormal side. And these compositions are evidence. Nowadays, being odd is simpler than at any other time in recent memory. Because of centuries of mechanical advancements, we've since a long time ago deserted the caravans for a universe of material riches. Developments like mechanical horticulture, power, and present-day medication mean a large portion of us never again need to stress over fundamental endurance. Presently, we can commit to a greater amount within recent memory and vitality to whatever interests us, regardless of whether that be novice, cosmology, or open source programming, we are rich. Over this, the web permits us to discover other people who share our inclinations. This allows us to create and extend our speciality fixations and occupations. Envision a maturing bagpipe player. In the days of yore, they could just serenade that inside earshot, and there's no assurance they would value the exertion. In any case, presently, that equivalent artist can present a video on YouTube and get positive impact from other bagpipe devotees around the world. The key message here is, our developing riches and availability makes it simpler than any time in recent memory to be weird. So I'm not catching this meaning for organizations, creatives, and different makers. For one, they never again need to agree to a one-size-fits-all way to deal with assembling and showcasing, as opposed to making an item that suits the necessities of mass-advertised many. You would now be able to concentrate on conveying to a devoted not many. Take the case of the top-of-the-line sound hardware. your normal shopper isn't worried enough about sound quality to dish out $1,000 for a yard of particular stereo links. In any case, the persuaders of Stereophile magazine may, by promoting to sound obsessives through particular media and web discussions, the creators of this link can discover budgetary help for their particular art. Trade isn't the objective of being bizarre, it's only an outcome. The genuine point is association. The rising tide of unusual permits individuals to develop a network around what they care about. It lets individuals split from the unsuitable universe of mass culture and discover their clan. The following part will unload exactly what we can anticipate from this increasing divided world. Chapter 4. As the typical center continues dissolving, individuals will utilize their capacity to relate to their weird clans. Allows a discussion of bread. A couple of decades back, on the off chance that you needed to purchase a portion, you needed to make do with plain white Wonder Bread. Large-scale manufacturing guaranteed it was modest, unsurprising, and loaded in stores all over the place. Presently, distinctive organizations like Bread Alone will furnish you with 12 alternatives, spelled sunflower, without gluten, sourdough, whatever suits your taste. To comprehend this change, it's useful to envision human conduct as a ringer bend diagram. For a given populace, this is typically a pleasant, even hill. Indeed, there are a few exceptions to the edges, yet a great many people fall into the enormous mold in the center. That protuberance is the typical that individuals purchase in Wonder Bread. However, as more individuals gasp the peculiar, that is, their strange wants and propensities, the bend changes. The center hill shrivels and those edges develop. The equivalent example is being rehashed over each industry. The ordinary masses who made up the center are scattering. What we think about a hit show, a show like Mad Men, draws in multiple times fewer watchers than the Beverly Hills Billies did in the 70s. A top-of-the-line book will just top the diagrams for half a month rather than a couple of months. As individuals rush to what interests them, the mainstream simply isn't so famous any longer. The key message here is as ordinary center continues dissolving, individuals will utilize their capacity to relate to their strange clans. All in all, is smoothing the ringer bend something to be thankful for? Godin thinks so. An enhanced market implies increasing decisions, and when individuals have more options, they have more force. Consider a natural product merchant in a minor town outside Bareilly, India. He doesn't have heaps of money, however, with web access and $3, he can arrange a D-Light sun-based lamp. He's presently a power in the worldwide commercial center, and his decision impact what gets made straight away. What other places would be weird be able to be acceptable? What about in the study hall? Perhaps the most grounded ways ordinary has been authorized is through institutionalized training. The present framework in the US rewards congruity. Simply carry on and breeze through your assignments and you'll graduate. Simple, isn't that so? Shockingly, with over 4 million understudies in the school, there is no typical understudy. It's difficult to anticipate the equivalent of each student. Indeed, constraining understudies to surrender their strange ways could even be a weakness when they enter the activity showcase. Simply consider Yo-Yo Ma or Richard Branson or anybody our general public respects the most. We genuinely love the individuals who think outside the box. The education system of things to come should leave space for understudies to locate their way, regardless of how odd. All things considered, we are on the whole bizarre, and that is something to be thankful for. We Are All Weird, The Myth of the Mass and the End of Compliance by Seth Godin, Book Review. The possibility of normal is the creation of the former period when large-scale manufacturing, broad communications, and the mass market focused on productivity by treating everyone the equivalent. Presently, with expanded material riches and the broad web get-to, individuals are all the more allowed to practice singular decision. And they're deciding to be unusual, to remain significant Everybody from advertisers to instructors should discover approaches to take into account this expanding independence. You can't phony it to make it. An unusual quality keeps on gathering social chatter. Numerous organizations will attempt to trade out. In any case, you can't profess to be bizarre. Individuals can tell when an item is made by a mass advertiser attempting to pander to their clan, and they'll genuinely dismiss it for the genuine article. The most ideal approach to profit on peculiar is to be weird. And that's a book summary on this book by Seth Godin, We Are All Weird. If you like this summary, you can download the PDF. We have done 1,000 book summaries at bestbookbits.com. So subscribe to us on YouTube, listen to us on Spotify, and check out our website, bestbookbits.com. We've also put together the best book bit summaries in one massive PDF, 500 summaries. Download it now. Click the link below. Thank you very much for watching and listening. Have yourself an amazing day, and go out there and be weird. Take care. Bye-bye now.